Up next, listen to the future of the internet with WebTalk and hear the latest news and trends keeping those electronic circuits and broadband connections buzzing.
This week, we're joined by the Pocket PC Magazine's new products editor to look at the new devices out there. Also, we'll check into the web's largest photo website at webshots.com.
Stay connected. WebTalk is coming up next.
WebTalk Radio is brought to you by Web.com, the most trusted name on the net. When you're ready to get on the web, visit Web.com for domain names as low as $4.95. Web.com offers full-featured web hosting, including online store packages, starting at only $7.95 per month. Web.com has thousands of .web.com names available at www.web.com. WebTalk is also brought to you by Replay Radio at replay-radio.com. It turns your PC into a sophisticated web radio VCR. It's a great way to enjoy listening to the radio. Record your favorite music and radio shows and stations, and then listen anywhere and whenever you want on any device you want. Get the free trial download at replay-radio.com.
You're with WebTalk at WebTalkRadio.com, and my name is Rob Greenlee, and thank you for listening to us and joining us from around the world. We bring you the internet real personally, one-to-one, right here every week, and we do our best to keep you plugged into what's happening on the net when there's always something cool going on.
And this is Dana Greenlee. We're about to jump into the fun Disney World ride of the internet as we whiz through the Magic Mountain. This week on the show, we have a lot of good topics like...
Pocket PC Magazine's new products editor talks about Pocket PC devices and its magazine.
The world's largest photo website, that's webshots.com, talks about how they got 32 million registered users.
And we review a portable email program that runs off of a USB memory drive and WiMAX and internet radio. What a combination.
Big news at Windows Media. Windows Media Player 10 beta released this week. And also Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. We're going to jump into that fray with their streaming video trailer online.
Digital photos online are becoming one of the other true internet killer applications. We've seen the growth of major online sites like Snapfish.com, Ophoto, and Shutterfly.com, and Webshots.com. These sites have gathered millions of registered users. Today on the show, we're going to get a glimpse inside of Webshots.com, and we're going to speak with one of its founders, and he's going to explain how they got 32 million users.
We now have about 60 million photos in our photo search, and you can pretty much find a photo or an album where somebody has been anywhere on Earth and find all sorts of things.
So many people today carry around some flavor of a small mobile PDA, smartphone device kind of thing. Well, if you've decided to come down on the side of the Pocket PC or another device that uses the Windows Mobile OS, then you might have flipped through the pages of Pocket PC Magazine. Well, joining us today on the show is Diane Dumas, editor of new products at Pocket PC Magazine. She'll bring with her some insights into the trends that she's seeing with these devices that use Microsoft Windows Mobile OS.
I think you're going to see the trend is moving right now. They just released the second edition operating system. Windows Mobile platform supports VGA screens, which is 640 by 480,
mm-hmm.
and it also allows for screen rotation natively. Some of the Pocket PCs are coming out with 4-inch screens, and I think it's an exciting time. And when the Portable Media Center devices come out, it should be very interesting.
It's time to jump into the news that we teased you about a few minutes ago.
Microsoft has released a new upgrade version of its Windows Media Player and its Windows Media Player 10 beta, and it's got some terrific upgrades, like it's got the ability to sync up mobile download media files, so music and things, and it's going to have DRM controls for downloadable music as well, but there's going to be some more changes to this player over the next couple of months as they move towards a public release. We'll put a link to the download page at Microsoft's site, so if you want to go upgrade your Windows Media Player.
Well, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 movie that was actually aired over at Cannes and won the top awards, the Palme d'Or, if I'm saying that right, is actually breaking ground, doing the trailer online even before it hit the theaters. It actually hit the theaters yesterday, starting Friday, but it went online Thursday. And jeepers, that site was kind of hard to get to, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was socked with traffic, I think. It's kind of creating a growing hype online. I think Michael Moore's name is becoming pretty popular online, and that's why we wanted to mention it. We don't necessarily have a particular position on the message that Michael Moore has on the show.
Well, we may, but we're not going to talk about
it. Well, yeah. And this movie is going to release in the theaters on June 25th, and it should, I think, stir up quite a bit of controversy. This movie appears to be a pretty good film, but it does raise some controversial issues.
Yeah, I just want to say, we watched this preview trailer the morning after we watched The Pentagon Papers, which is a movie that came out a few years ago.
Starring James Spader.
Oh. And very much of a parallel, I think, between what was going on with those presidential administrations during the Vietnam War and why we went to war, and this one. I said I wasn't going to talk about how we felt about it.
Oh, that's right. Well, and Dana, you're doing a website about James Spader, aren't you?
Oh, you guys, you know, indulge me a minute. Go to jamesspader.org. No affiliation with the guy other than, you know, I worship him. But it's a lot of media, images, video, audio, fiction. I'm dabbling in music videos with, you know, surrounding the actor James Spader. So thank you, Rob, for letting me talk about it.
You're becoming a rock star around building this site. It's got a bunch of streaming videos on it, so it's really cool. And she gets a lot of accolades from people that are fans of James Spader, so go check it out.
And James Spader, if you're listening, go check it out. Please, let me know what you think. All right. Well, not only are we streaming on the internet for the last 5 years, but a lot of other people are, and we're about to all get a big boost. Internet radio is about to get a big boost, according to a Forbes article that came out entitled Radio 2019.
What this is kind of tying together is a technology which we've talked about on the show before, actually quite a while ago, even before it was a big hype thing, but it's WiMAX. What this article talks about is the combination between WiMAX range of about 30 miles, so it'd be more like a traditional radio broadcast station. You combine that with internet radio, and pow, you've got huge distribution for internet radio. So I think what they're saying is that there's a huge future for internet radio, much bigger than what we're seeing today.
Oh, in other words, it can be ubiquitous just like regular terrestrial radio. When you have that device in your car, like Serenade Systems is about to launch or something like that.
Maybe we'll talk more about that later.
Hey, we got an email from Dan Park in Texas. Dan has been a long-time listener.
Oh, he goes way back, years and years. Oh, yeah. And I think probably most of our listeners have probably heard about emails from Dan before.
Yeah, well, he found a neat little bit of an application, I think, that opens up a bigger picture. But tell everybody what Dan
found.
Well,
I think this is really cool, and this is real similar to another application that I've grown fond of. That's an FTP program called WSFTP, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have probably used that program before. But what it enables you to do is run off of a portable drive or between computers. You don't have to physically install it on a computer. So what this application can do is it basically enables you to run an email program on your desktop, no matter what computer that you're at, from work or whatever. You just plug your a USB drive into your laptop or your computer at work, and it pops up a little application that launches off of the drive.
This is called Scribe. Mm-hmm. Scribe. You can probably type that in Google and find it. But yeah, how wonderful that you wouldn't actually have to ever install. You know, you've been on the road, and you go to the hotel computers, and you're not you don't want to start up their whole Microsoft Outlook.
Exactly.
This is great. It's all-inclusive, and nothing goes into the registry. But you were talking, Rob, about how wonderful it would be if other software companies, listen, Microsoft, did some sort of portable license so that you could take your copy of Microsoft Front Page or Macromedia Flash or whatever, wherever you go, to work or home or your parents' house.
Yeah, so you actually buy the license for personal use. It's not necessarily assigned to an individual computer.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually buy that software for use on any computer. And I think it's all part of this dumb terminal, smart terminal type device concept that's been around for a long time. But it's just an idea that I had. This software program, this email program, which is really cool, I've tried it, is at www.memecode.com/scribe.php. And we'll put a link to it on the front page of our website. Support for WebTalk every week is provided by web.com, and they're the most trusted name on the net, and they've got a terrific price on website domain names, as low as $4.95 for a .web.com domain name. And they also have terrific hosting on their site as well, and it actually includes e-commerce for as little as $7.95 a month. So go check them out at web.com.
Don't forget to check out Replay Radio. It's replay-radio.com, and that's a great way to record streaming internet radio or streaming music from your PC, so you can listen to it anywhere at any time.
It's a very cool program. Go check it out. And we're also supported by InfoCreek.com, and they're a terrific web design company. So go check them out, and you can see the sneak peek of our coming Web Talk Radio website. It's on the horizon here.
Up next, we're going to be talking photos online with webshots.com, one of my favorite websites. I use them every day. Co-founder and co-CEO Narendra Rocharo will be joining us.
This is Web Talk Radio. Hi, this is Rob Greenlee of Web Talk Radio. I've got a tip for you. If you're looking to register a new domain name or get a new website hosted, then support the Web Talk Radio show by visiting web.com. They have been a trusted name on the web for years and have had over 300,000 customers over the years. They specialize in domain name registrations and hosting, but they have a domain name registration as low as $4.95 per year, and that's for a yourname.web.com domain name. And they also have regular .com domain names for $6.95 per year. Web.com was recently ranked number one by tophost.com and CNET certified as being a top web hosting provider. Their hosting plans are as low as $7.95 per month, and that's even for an online e-commerce solution. So trust me, web.com is a great place to get your solution, and you can give them a call at 1-800-761-2468. That's 1-800-761-2468, or just visit them right on their website at web.com.
The Web Talk Guys. The audio download begins now.
Welcome back to Web Talk Radio at webtalkradio.com. And I'm Rob Greenlee, and Dana Greenlee is in here with me on the other mic, ready to rock and roll.
And take a few pictures. Digital images and photos online are fast becoming one of the true killer apps of the internet. That can be seen by the growth of those major online photo sites you've heard of. That's Snapfish.com and OPhoto and Shutterfly. And of course, webshots.com. I love webshots. These sites have gathered millions of registered users. Everybody has a digital camera these days, and they want to find a way to put them online or make digital prints that they snap every day.
Yeah, that's right. Webshots.com has emerged as the people's favorite online photo-related service site with over 32 million registered users and offers much more than just prints, as that has always been a very small part of Webshots' huge success. On the line is Webshots.com co-founder and co-CEO Narendra Rocharo, and he's going to give us a glimpse inside his huge online photo company and find out how they got so big so fast online. Narendra, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about, how Webshots kind of got started and for all of our listeners that may not be familiar with the company, what do you guys specifically offer off your site that's made it so popular?
Well, Webshots is the largest photo sharing site on the internet. And essentially, people come there to browse and to find photos, and then they also come to share photos. And we've had a curious history. We've actually been around since 1995. Started in San Diego as a company that was going to sell a screensaver at retail.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work all that well. Fortunately, the web came around the same time, and we were able to move the screensaver piece of that online, and suddenly people really liked that. Kind of took off from there, and then digital cameras came on the scene, and suddenly you have this incredible explosive growth around photo sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been growing a lot since then, too, I bet.
And now you alluded to the curious history. Now, you and your fellow co-founder started the company back in the mid-90s. What happened next?
well, in around 1999, we started a thing called the Daily Photo, which is a popular feature where people can come and get a beautiful new photograph for their desktop every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this just caught like wildfire, and every day more people would come to get this great content. And late in 1999, we're actually bought by a company called Excited Home, which some of you may have heard of. It was a big ISP crossed with a portal. And unfortunately, that went bankrupt after about 2 years. So we spent 2 years with them. We didn't want to see WebChats die. We knew there was a profitable business there, and we were actually able to purchase the assets out of the bankruptcy court. And now we've been a standalone company for 2.5 years. We're profitable. We're growing like mad, and everything's looking really, really positive for the business.
You were lucky enough to swoop in and rescue your baby from bankruptcy, and that's incredible. Yeah. Were you giving any special consideration because you guys founded it, as far as did you have other people that were also bidding to buy WebShots?
Well, I think we certainly had an advantage, partially because we were actually still fairly key to the business. Any companies that would have bid against us would have been a very awkward situation because they would have needed us to stick around. So it was at the time, I don't think outside of to the three of us, there was another founder involved. It wasn't a super attractive thing maybe to be chasing down, particularly at that time of, this is at the end of 2000 and 2001, end of 2001. I mean, things around the internet, people were not.
Yeah, things were a little rough back then. Exactly. So you guys basically were running the operation and the company all through this whole process. It sounds like
exactly. Like, yeah. I mean, we're significantly different today. I mean, when we came out of Excited Home about 2.5 years ago, we were about 14 people. We're up to about 34.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doubling revenue 2 years in a row, and it's a whole different experience, I'd say.
And just from a person outside looking in, I don't know if you want to share the numbers at all, but you got a large amount of capital when Excite bought WebShots, and then you had to pay just a small amount to get it back. I mean, relatively small. So it was sort of like penciling out very well.
Yeah, I'll caveat that with two things. One, the deal with Excite was in stock, and their stock eventually went to zero.
Oh, okay. so sorry.
And no, but there's certainly some financial upside to it. But the flip side of that is when you purchase assets back, essentially you're spending a lot of money for something that's not yet bringing in any money.
Yeah,
so, it was certainly a risk at the time. And I think I'm happy to report it really has exceeded our expectations. So we're not financial geniuses. We saw a good business opportunity, and a couple things have aligned to make it, something that, again, has been a very positive and rewarding experience.
Excellent.
Certainly with, what would you say, I think it was 32 employees, 34 employees?
Yeah, about now, yeah.
To have 32 million registered users supported by that many people is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we are proud of. I mean, we've always been very lean. On any given day, we probably do actually close to 30 million page views, and that puts us at, in probably the top 30 or so media properties, destination media properties. So we have a very large footprint, and it's supported by a very lean staff. I mean, that's certainly what contributes to our business success. But the product also, has been something that people fall in love with and continue to come back and use.
Well, and I was just saying that to you before the interview that you're part of my daily routine, and I know obviously millions of people is part of their daily routine to go get the latest shot and enjoy it. And I have to say I'm a free subscriber. Why don't you tell the differentiation between a free member or a free subscriber and a full member and what you get when you do the full membership?
Well, sure. Just to give a little bit more about what we do, I said people come to find and to share. A lot of people think of our main competitors as an Ofoto or Shutterfly, and those companies are very, very focused on making a print from your digital image. And WebShots has always been excited by the idea that once you have a digital image, there's a lot of things that you can do with it. We do certainly allow you to make prints of your own photos, and actually we sell prints of our incredible professional photos, so it's a great place to do that, but we see that as a feature, and we're much more excited about, how the digital image can really be part of your day-to-day life. Things like wallpaper and screensavers, things like photo messages, e-cards, and photo sharing. So being able to have a community of friends and users where you're able to upload your photos and people are able to be notified sort of automatically that you've added photos. So it's a real sort of spirit of community and building that up and building this incredible database of images. We now have about 60 million photos in our photo search, and you can pretty much find a photo or an album where somebody has been anywhere on Earth and find all sorts of things. So along those lines, to answer your question about the subscription service, when we started the business back up, we knew we would get some advertising money. We also knew that we wanted to also have a premium service where people could get additional features. And some of those include, my favorite actually, is that you don't get any advertising. So it's a much cleaner experience. There's no banners. There's nothing flying at you. And so there's no ads. Then there's other tiers where on any given day you can come as a free member and download 5 professional images. As a premium member, you can get an unlimited number per day. You can download whole pages of them. You can also have access to a higher resolution version of the photo. And then on the sharing side, you can store 240 photos for free. But if you want to go beyond that, you have to step up to the premium service. Mm-hmm. It's really quite affordable. It comes out to about $30 a year.
What does the future hold for WebShots?
We have a lot of things in the works. We've started to do some things in mobile. Obviously, you know, people are big into mm-hmm. camera phones and to displaying on their phones. So we actually have a version of the daily photo that's available on AT&T phones, which is doing quite well. But we're for the website, we're actually very interested in personalization about ways that people can participate in the community by filling out their profiles, by creating themes around the albums that they have and experimenting with personal styles and building out our favorite members network. One of the really popular features at WebShots is being able to tap people as favorite members. And we're going to be doing a lot more with this type of networking that people do on the site. So you'll see a lot of developments on that front. We're also doing one thing that's coming out pretty soon is widescreen. You know, everyone's getting into the plasma TVs and this sort of thing. So we're going to be launching some widescreen, even a lot of computer monitors. Actually, that's probably what's going to start driving mm-hmm. it most in the upcoming months is widescreen monitors. So we're going to have some very nice widescreen collections.
Oh, terrific.
That, you'll start to see.
Well, Narendra, in our last 20, 30 seconds, if you could just remind everybody how to get to WebShots and what they need to do to sign up.
Sure. It all starts at webshots.com, and I would recommend that you download our free software and try out, you know, it changes your desktop instantly. You'll get a sample of 10 beautiful professional images, and then with the software, you can come to our site and basically take a picture with you. You can click on a download link, and that photo will come with you. And then if you have a digital camera, the software also lets you manage your own photos and upload them and store them and share them. And you can make them public, available to the world. You can make them private and share just with the people you choose to invite to your album. So it's all about browsing. It's all about sharing. And, you know, we have a lot to offer.
Terrific.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's great to speak with you.
Oh, thank you guys for me.
We've just been talking with Narendra Rocharo. He's the co-founder and co-CEO of that photo site, webshots.com. Stay connected. Up next, we're talking about Pocket PCs with Diane Dumas, new product editor for Pocket PC Magazine.
This is Web Talk Radio.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Hey, radio lovers, you can now record thousands of radio stations, listen anywhere you want, and even fast forward over the fluff. How? With Replay Radio. It's easy to use and incredibly cool. Replay Radio turns your PC into a VCR for the radio. To listen, just use your PC, MP3 player, iPod, or car CD player. So what are you waiting for? Try a free demo right now. Visit the Replay Radio website today at replay-radio.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Get your dot-com drama, your startup, crash and burn report, your high-tech hoopla right here, right now on the Web Talk Guys World Radio Show.
Thank you for rejoining Web Talk Radio. My name is Rob Greenlee, and you can find us at webtalkradio.com, and I'm here with Dana Greenlee.
So many people today carry around some flavor of a small mobile handheld computer or PDA. Well, if you're someone who's come down on the side of using the Pocket PC or a device that uses the Windows Mobile OS or the Windows Pocket PC OS, then you might have flipped through the pages of Pocket PC Magazine. This is a magazine that's full of great resources and downloads and tips and news and reviews and articles for the users of the Pocket PC and other handhelds like that.
There's a lot of talk about the Pocket PC right now in combination with cell phones and Wi-Fi integration, new devices, even the Windows Media Player 10's new features called Auto Sync, which enables automatic synchronization of music, videos, TV, and photos to portable devices. Joining us to tell us about the evolving Pocket PC industry is Diane Dumas, who's the editor of new products for Pocket PC Magazine at pocketpcmag.com. Diane, it's great to have you on the program with us. Thanks for calling us.
Yes. Hi, Rob. Hi, Dana.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Pocket PC platform and kind of how it's going out there. I mean, what are you hearing? Are sales holding up on the Pocket PC platform?
Well, the sales are pretty stable. They're not going through the roof or anything. Pocket PC Magazine is doing very well.
That's great.
We're really looking forward to the new possibilities that are going to be coming out over the next several months.
Well, now, what kind of new possibilities are those? Can you share us, give us a little futurist look into it?
Sure. The Portable Media Center players are falling under the Windows Mobile umbrella, and the scope of Pocket PC Magazine is Windows Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be something that we are very seriously considering covering.
Yeah, I would think so.
Also, of course, the new synchronization technology that's coming out with the new release at the Windows Media Player 10 beta.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that and how that affects Pocket PC users.
Well, they've got a new DRM, Digital Rights Management, called Janus. And essentially, it's going to extend the rights management over to the Pocket PC from the desktop player. This will allow you to download music like from Napster and Music Now, and hopefully, you can play those songs offline.
Okay.
And hopefully these can be transferred over to the Pocket PC and be played and still maintain their rights management. But this is still optional on their. Whether they're going to do it or not is still in the air.
Oh, okay. Well, plus also this new player has a synchronization tool in it, too. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can set up through some rules on synchronizing your 4- and 5-star songs, photos that you've seen that are new over the last month, recent videos. And so you can have this auto-sync to your Pocket PC or Portable Media Center device, etc.
So is this going to only work with content that's downloaded from Napster and some of those services out there, or will it work with other types of downloadable content as well?
Well, they're actually creating what they call a digital media mall. On the right side of the Windows Media Player 10, there's going to be, in the drop-down, there'll be a multitude of different music services, video services, etc. There's also online stores.
You buy all sorts of stuff through this player now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now you're actually, Diane, writing an article right now for the next issue, is that right, on Windows Media 10?
Right. I'm doing a small piece on it until for the next issue of the magazine, which is going to be due out on the streets around the end of June.
That'll be the July issue, I take it?
Probably farther along.
Okay.
I actually get lost on the issue.
I know.
I think it's like the October or something issue.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The August-September issue is out now.
Well, that's right. Okay.
You guys are already working a couple months out, aren't you? Yeah, let's move on and talk about some of the changes to the platform itself of the Pocket PC. What are some of the new phones that are coming down the line, and what are we seeing down the line? Is the smartphone and the Pocket PC kind of becoming one and the same, or what are you seeing out there?
Of course, there's the new MPX, which I believe you covered on your show.
Yeah,
that's
we did.
That's a very cool phone. I'm not a big fan of GPRS. I'm more of a CDMA person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And however, I personally use the Samsung i600 smartphone,
which
is one I like
a lot. Yeah, that's a nice phone.
And I carry a little portable keyboard that plugs into the bottom that Samsung makes. And I do instant messaging and getting my mail. And mm-hmm. everything works pretty good. I'm very happy with it. I think you're going to see the trend is moving right now. They just released the second edition operating system.
Uh-huh.
The second edition Windows mobile platform supports VGA screens, which is 640 by 480.
Mm-hmm.
And it also allows for screen rotation natively.
That's really cool. I mean, especially with the MPX phone, you know, it kind of gives the phone the ability to be a flip phone as well as like a mini laptop almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think you're just going to see a lot of newer pocket PCs coming out with VGA screens. And, of course, Bluetooth is ever popular, and Wi-Fi. I think most of the things are some of the pocket PCs are coming out with 4-inch screens. And I think it's an exciting time. And when the portable media center devices come out, it should be very interesting
mm-hmm.
to be able to watch a movie or be able to record TV shows and then watch them later on, you know, on your portable media center device or your pocket PC.
Certainly, good times are coming, I think. Now, there's been a new pocket PC from Dell that's got a much faster processor. What are you hearing about that?
Well, I actually am not involved too much with the new pocket PCs.
Mm-hmm.
I occasionally write a review on them. Our managing editor probably would, Rich Hall, would know more about those. But I understand that it's, a 600 megahertz processor or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I heard it wasn't quite as fast as they thought it would be.
Oh, okay.
But again, I'm not really sure. I'm talking a little out of my expertise here.
Okay.
Now, I find it interesting that Pocket PC Magazine also covers other kinds of devices like that, like you mentioned, the portable media center. You know, because I kind of think in terms of Pocket PC as a little, you know, the one that we carry around and use. And I guess that's essentially the same. So you cover kind of a broader spectrum, I guess, of devices out there than just a Pocket PC, right?
Correct. We were thinking about maybe becoming Windows Mobile Magazine.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
But that's probably not going to happen. But
mm-hmm.
we've certainly talked about it. But we do cover the smartphone, and we like to think that we're kind of focused, and that we're not trying to talk about every product on the market.
That's true. And you don't cover the palms, you know? I mean,
no palms.
So what do you carry?
No tablets.
What do you carry in your pocket, actually, Diane?
I carry a Toshiba E800.
Okay.
The 4-inch VGA screen, 400 megahertz pocket PC. Toshiba announced a few days ago there was a free download for the second edition. So now I have the second edition operating system on my Toshiba.
Oh, interesting.
It's free.
Yeah.
So if you have one, go to Toshiba's website and download it.
Okay. Now, what's going on with the Pocket PC platform right now in the gaming area? So are there more games coming out all the time to support that platform?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have a games editor, Alan Gall, who does a newsletter
mm-hmm.
For us. And so you can actually come to our website, pocketpcmag.com, and sign up for that if you're interested in games. But you probably, I would say a good 60-70%, I'd say about 30-40% utilities, 10% specialized, and the rest are games.
Hmm.
Okay, well that makes sense. It's more of a, you know, it's a useful tool is what people are looking for, is different, you know, solutions to problems that they have out there.
Yeah, speaking of problems, if someone does have a problem with their pocket PC, one of the things that we have is we have our forum, pocketpcmag.com/forum, and we've got a lot of great people like Bob Katayama and some really good Shauna Kelly, a lot of great people that will help people answer questions if they have problems with their pocket PCs or smartphones.
People are always having problems. It's great to have a place to go to, and you guys have gathered all the ones that actually have the answers, so that's what's good. Diane Dumas from Pocket PC Magazine is on the phone with us. She's giving us her take on the industry. We'll continue our chat with her in a moment.
This is Web Talk Radio.
It.
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call 800-505-1562. That's 800-505-1562. For new customers only. Annual programming commitment required. Ask how you can get your first 6 months for only $29.99 a month, a $60 value. Offer ends July 17th. Call now. 800-505-1562.
Welcome back to Web Talk Radio at webtalkradio.com. And my name is Rob Greenlee, and Dana Greenlee is ready to go on the other mic.
And with us, joining us right now, is Diane Dumas from Pocket PC Magazine at pocketpcmag.com. Give us an overview for those that have Pocket PCs but have not picked up Pocket PC Magazine yet. What kind of things are covered in there? What are some of the departments and such?
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things that we do, we have our regular departments like Inbox, News Bytes, Users Group. We also cover Pocket PCs and smartphones and new devices coming out. We have a section on software and accessories, and I normally do a show report, and we have a whole section on new products and accessories that have come out between the issues. It's something that I do. By the way, I'm the new products editor.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. You have to definitely get your take on some of the new products that you're excited about.
Oh, yes, and we have a new online submission process that we can talk about, but we also have an enterprise section. A how to use section and we also even have an Ask Microsoft, not a section but a column. We're a bi-monthly magazine, and we actually offer the magazine in print, a digital edition, and an MS Reader edition. And the print is what most people are familiar with. However, the digital edition is an Adobe format made by a company called Xenio, and the pages will actually flip. You can zoom in. You've got text annotation. You can do a search. You can print the pages out. And also, they're very easy to archive, and you don't have stacks of magazines, you know, all over the place. And after a while, it gets to be a little overbearing. And we have another one called the MS Reader. That's the Microsoft Reader. You can read that on your Pocket PC. And a company has written a program called Tiny eBook Reader. They've customized the Tiny eBook Reader to work with our MS Reader version of the magazine, so you can actually read our magazine now on your smartphone.
Oh, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I notice also you guys have a annual awards for like Windows Mobile or mobile devices. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
When was the last award show?
Well, it was last October. Okay. Actually, it's a Venetian up on the patio with the pool up top.
Excellent.
Very nice of you.
A real event.
Yeah. It was real, and the year before that, we had it in Hollywood.
That's great.
And they wore tux, and it was like the Academy Awards.
So you're probably looking at nominees for this coming fall event, right?
Absolutely. That's one of our things right now. The next issue that's after this one that we're just getting ready to put to sleep is our annual buyer's guide. The issue that we announce all the new nominations for best software for pocket PCs and smartphones.
Okay, and you guys put it through rigorous testing. When you do you choose the winners, you know, the staff and the editors of the magazine?
No, actually not. I pretty much do the nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And from there they go to independent judges. We have, I think, 30 or 40 independent judges, and they're assigned to each category.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a page on our site where they can vote. And we set them up with all the software through Hendingo.
Yeah, that's very similar to we're a judge for the Webby Awards, and it's similar in that way.
Yeah.
That you vote online. But everybody listening, if you have a product, send it to Diane. You know, she's considering nominations right now.
Well, speaking of that, if they do have a product, it's pocketpcmag.com/update, and we just after the last 2 months we've been working on a streamlined submission process. This allows the records to come in, go right into our database, company-wide, or company information, and also their product. And trust me, this is 10 times better than what we were using before.
Do you think that the Windows Mobile or the Pocket PC platform will ever be as dominant as the, you know, like the Windows desktop is? You know, as you look out over the next few years, will the Windows Mobile really dominate like what we've seen?
Well, I think you're seeing them become much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And with a more powerful handheld device, you can do more powerful things. And I think we're seeing a lot of convergence, a lot of things that you could never do on a handheld device, you can do now.
Mm-hmm.
Surf the web with a VGA screen, it's much better. Sending email, instant messaging, and running applications. I mean, a lot of people do faxing and voice over IP.
There's a lot of things you can do with those things.
Yeah.
Right?
So I think it's going to be very, I think you'll see as they become more powerful, it'll be doing more of, it won't replace the desktop, but I think you'll see more of a transition over to people doing more with their pocket PC. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's a company called GoToMyPC.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that regularly. It'll actually get a full desktop representation on my screen, and I can operate my desktop like I was at my desktop remotely.
So it's totally a matter of how fast your connection is to what you can do, I think, if you look out in the future and what the storage is of the actual pocket PC type device. What do you see that kind of evolving to over the next few years? Are we going to see these pocket PC devices with huge hard drives and a lot of RAM and all kinds of just like a desktop? I mean, it seems like things are getting smaller, but the capacity is getting bigger.
Part of the standard of the portable media center devices are 20 gig hard drive as a standard.
Yeah.
And they'll probably go up from there. And you're right about the connectivity. I think, you know, with Verizon and this EVDO and this ultra-high speed wireless, I think this, when it goes nationwide, is going to revolutionize what you can do with your pocket PC as far as in keeping in touch with being able to do really massive file exchanges.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be the sweet spot. One other question I have for you, just kind of get your thoughts on this. Do you ever see the Apple folks getting into these type of devices?
Who? Apple?
Yeah, Apple.
I've heard of them vaguely.
What's your personal opinion on that?
Well, you know, they came out with the, what was the Newton?
Yeah.
Way back when. They kind of actually... They've started it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard much activity about Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there'll be something that we'll cover in the magazine because I don't think they're going to really use a Windows Mobile operating system.
No, I don't think so either, no.
Chances are slim.
Yeah, I would say so too. But I'm just wondering if you think that there's a chance that they could come out with something that would extend what they're doing, you know, with the iPod.
With the iPod and things. Yeah. They could, and they may. I it would be interesting to see. They've always implemented products extremely well.
Yeah, I've been surprised that they haven't come out with something yet. I mean, to be honest with you, because it seems like they're sitting in a really great spot to actually do that. But we'll see, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Diane, thank you for joining us on the show. It was great.
Okay, great. Well, it's great being on and appreciate the opportunity.
Be sure and tell everybody where they can find you online and, again, how they can subscribe
and also
the digital version.
Well, I also wanted to mention that we do usedhandhelds.com as part of one of the other businesses that Thaddeus Computing has. And if they're looking for a good used handheld, that's a great place.
Used ones.
That's a terrific service, because people are always looking to upgrade and get the newest model, so they got to have some place to go with their old one, right?
Yeah. We buy and sell.
That's
so
great.
Yeah. And, of course, visit our website at pocketpcmag.com. Sign up for our newsletters. We've got free hot downloads that we do each week and so on. And visit our forums.
We'll do that.
That's terrific.
Thank you so much. We learned a lot.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you.
We've been having a conversation with Diane Dumas. She's the editor of new products at Pocket PC Magazine. You can read it online at www.pocketpcmag.com. We're wrapping up another Web Talk show this week. Hope you learned something helpful to make your digital life a little bit better. That's what we strive to do.
Thanks for letting us into your lives, and we'll be back with you for another show next week at webtalkradio.com, and we'll see you around the net.
Thank you for downloading the Web Talk Guys. Bookmark us now for next week. Same Web Talk Guys time, same Web Talk Guys channel.